3, 2, 1. Recording.
I really like that.
It's a new one.
I think you should start talking like that all the time.
3, 2, 1. Recording. Welcome to the Podcast About List podcast.
They don't do...
We should change the name to that.
The Podcast About List podcast.
That's a good idea.
We actually should do that. That's such a good idea.
The podcast.
We wouldn't really have to change any branding
podcast.
Or anything.
No.
We could just
no.
add it on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And just add on the
just one of the
cover
band,
art.
Yeah.
Just,
mm-hmm.
It's
the
a really it's a
podcast
good idea.
About List podcast. T P A L P Tlaplip.
There we go.
Tlaplip.
T-palp.
T-palp.
T-palp. Who's up?
Who's up?
What the hell is this? Oh, this might be. I can't answer it right
what
now.
What is it, bro?
No, who's the plumber. It's probably the plumber.
You are always having...
My sink has been backed up really bad. I do think I need to answer that call, but I'm worried that it's also a bill collector.
Either way, you don't want to talk to
yeah,
to
I don't
plumber.
Want to talk to either person.
I don't think that you have a good standing relationship with any maintenance person.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. My brother is a maintenance person.
Except for
really
your
count.
Brother. He's your brother
it's
before
not,
he's a maintenance
not, yeah, he's
person.
Not your maintenance
no,
person.
No, he was my maintenance
not saying,
person.
We're not saying anyone
I
out
tried
in the
to,
world.
I had him on FaceTime, and I was taking apart the trap under the, that's what it's called,
the S part?
Uh-huh.
The
I was taking
S.
that apart. I took it apart with channel locks.
I call that a pipe.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually, if you knew a plumber in your life,
I
would
call
know
it the sideways
that
S.
I do know a plumber.
Who?
You know
your
that's
brother.
Why it's called a sink.
Because
yeah.
mm-hmm. the S spells sink.
The S is S, I, and then you don't see the rest of it because it goes underground, but it's mm-hmm. a cursive.
Yeah.
And
well,
the
cursive
the whole
part,
thing is spelled out underground?
Not underground, under the floor.
My cursive part is blocked up, and
depending,
I don't know
well,
why.
Well, if you're in a basement, then that's underground.
Your cursive part is blocked
my
up?
My cursive part is blocked up. There's too much headroom on that camera, but my cursive part is blocked up. Look at that. Look at the difference.
You
Hold
don't
up.
You don't look at it. You don't look at it.
Look
and
at
tell
yours.
Me about your
look at yours.
I know what you're talking
and
about.
And then look at that. I think it's because I shaved my head and then some of it got in the sink.
I'm going to be honest. I put that hair in the sink every single
time. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, you're not supposed yeah. to.
I don't care.
Yeah. My brother told
Where
me.
Where do I put it?
Wait, what
my brother
do you
told
do?
Me
what
you're also
you
not supposed to use Drano as much because the maybe that's what
that's a homeowner.
My head
that's a
all
homeowner's
the time.
Problem.
They're very yeah. little tiny hairs.
All of this, I don't care at all. I'm not fucking own the
place. Wait till you have a hair problem.
What's a hair problem?
What
do you think? Sink.
Yeah, well, I did. My sink got clogged because I shaved my face. I mean, I have hair.
Yeah, I did everything. I bought a snake. I got a plunger. I got Drano. Mm-hmm. I did it all. And then my brother said, you're not supposed to use Drano if you already used
Here's
other
what
chemicals
I did, man.
In it.
I used Drano. It didn't fully work. I texted my landlord and said, can you fix my sink for me? And
that's what
did,
I did.
Yep. did it.
It's that simple.
That's what I did. But
it seems like you bought a lot of stuff before you
yeah,
did that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well,
why would you not just
okay,
talk to your landlord?
Because I want to do it myself.
Why?
You bought a snake?
Because if I learn how to do it, then I won't have to call somebody.
But it's free.
But it's free. It's yeah,
it is free. Yeah, I know.
See,
but
this
it's
is,
also
this is proving right now your relationship with maintenance people. Yeah. Where you'd rather just not even.
I'd rather. Well, it's actually a good skill to have. It's a good. Yeah. It's a good.
We're
thing
all
to
gonna
have.
Own houses someday.
It's not even. Gonna do that, man. No, I'm not gonna own a house. But like, rather than have like somebody like if I know that like a sink is clogged, I could yeah. unclog it myself.
Another
I just,
alternative,
you know,
yeah,
you, it's like it's like how a Goodwill Hunting was the janitor at Harvard and he got an education for free. I'm getting that with plumbers.
Sink. I want Wait, you what? To get one of the ones with the cameras on the end because I would
oh,
love
yeah.
to go
oh.
down your sink with a camera.
I would love to also because I live with Alex and Noah. And
There'd be
girlfriend.
Toys and gummy bears.
There was
and stuff.
Earrings. My girlfriend really? Dropped some earrings in there.
That's
I got
tough.
Those out.
You got the earrings out?
Uh-huh.
You're a hero.
I am a hero. I was a hero until
it?
I didn't fix the
Did
sink.
You, was it magnet?
No, I just it was stuck in the trap. It was stuck at the bottom of the trap. And also, my brother told me that
I understand
of it.
Now why it's called mm-hmm. a trap.
And my brother told me that the trap that they installed is installed incorrectly.
So that's
probably why
news.
It's not draining well. Mm.
My
it's
invention
that plus
that
the rust in the pipes.
I'm thinking that the trap is useful for if you drop your earrings or maybe a wedding ring or so or a piece of food that you'd still like to eat, something mm-hmm. like that
like
into
a bone?
The sink. That's useful to get it out. But it's not so useful if like your pet ferret or your mouse or your shrew or something goes
or
down
snake.
The drain because it's gonna run. It's just gonna run.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
go over that. It's gonna see that as a tiny wings.
We've seen the way that they operate in tubes.
I'm thinking that we will have sharp. Nails
to pointing, dissuade point
so
them.
That the if it doesn't want to run.
My shrew keeps getting worse.
My shrews keep going down the sewer.
Yeah. How many shrews do you guys have?
I have 50 to 60.
I mean, you know, they run away. You can just replace them with a new one. No one's going to know.
Yeah.
It's like a turtle or like
them
a fish.
I use them to feed my constrictor.
Yeah.
How many constrictors do you have?
I only have one.
Just
but,
the one. But it has a big appetite for
shrews. Well, I used to have two. One of them went down my big sink.
No.
So it's I need that's no.
why a snake stuck
I
in
I keep losing animals down my sinks. Anyway, I just need to buy a lot of nails, I guess, and hammer them into my plumbing.
Like a reverse scary baseball bat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
You almost never see that baseball bat anymore.
No.
That used to be the number one weapon that we were worried about in this country. And now I've seen
honestly,
one the last 10 years. I've seen
it's
one.
It's a testament to the power of swag that people will walk around with those in a world where guns exist.
Yep.
That even they did in the 80s. Yeah. And in the 80s, I mean, they still had guns.
The Warriors?
The Wario.
Can they stop you from bringing that onto an airplane or into a movie theater?
They can't stop you if you bring the separate ingredients and make it yourself.
It's so
if you bring
easy,
just
right?
a bat and then a
I don't think you can bring nails on a plane.
And then nails. I'm a baseball player construction worker.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I do roofing and dingers.
Sure, and they don't have a nail bat detector in the
bathroom.
How
am I going to get the nails into the roof if I don't have my bat?
Exactly, yeah. I'm better with a bat
right,
than I am with a hammer.
I stand on the ground and I hit the nail. I throw the nail up and I swing. I hit it with the bat.
Just right into the side.
I target it. I fucking
to put the shingles on the side. Dude.
Yeah. Well, I throw a shingle up like I'm shooting skeet. Uh-huh. And I throw a nail in there and I swing my baseball
That's what
bat.
My brother
and they'll
used to
be
do
so distracted by
rocks.
How amazing you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, it's fun.
They'll my be brother so distracted, to, they'll let you on.
He used to skeet bat with rocks in the neighborhood. And our neighbor yelled at him.
He called it skeet batting?
No. I called it that.
Wait,
okay.
What was he hitting with the rocks?
Picture. He was hitting a baseball bat. He was hitting rocks with a baseball bat, and my neighbor came outside and accused him of hitting his car.
That's not
that's just
what
baseball.
What part of it was skeet shooting, like shooting a target?
Throwing the rock
throwing
up
something
in the air.
No, it's the skeet part is that you're hitting something that was thrown in the air.
Yeah.
So here, we have two components here, the shingle and the nail.
Yes. So this is
I'm missing a component.
Or
right,
maybe
so if he was throwing
arm.
One rock into the air and then throwing another rock and hitting it,
well,
and the two rocks are hitting
that'd be
each
crazy.
Other.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool. It'd be hard to do, though, I think.
Yeah, that would be
hard. You could do it by just putting the rock on one side of a trampoline and you jump down. And
did you and your brothers play so many fun games when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
What was the most fun game you played?
We did a manhunt a lot. We had
I always wanted to play manhunt.
It's beating tag.
I played it like one or two times, man. Yeah.
It's scary tag.
It's hide and go seek tag, but it has a cooler name.
Yeah, it had manhunt. It was only the name, the only reason I wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so good at it too. I could climb a fucking
tree.
Well,
you're good at hiding.
That's true. I am good at hiding.
And disappearing without a trace.
One thing that me and my brothers did that was we all watched a lot of Jackass. I might have talked about this before, but we had a bunch of leftovers that my dad made. Like he made, it was taco night. There's a bunch of taco leftovers.
Like just the meat or all
the meat,
toppings?
The tortilla.
That's how you know your family's poor when you're making leftovers.
That's right.
He didn't make the leftovers, but that's funny.
Leftovers for dinner.
What's for dinner tonight? We're making leftovers. You just make it with like bite marks.
Hold on. Hold on. Somebody needs to eat
it's
a little bit of this. And then we'll serve it.
But yeah, we had it was like a small roof and then like the back door. And on the back door, the roof of the back door, like the little awning, we made a roof taco where we threw the tortilla down. And if it landed, you get points.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't think
I've heard you say this before.
Yeah, well, we threw... So if the tortilla lands on the roof, that's a point.
And did you have to get the beef on the tortilla?
You had to get the beef on the tortilla.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
it was like...
Tough.
You had to make it fully onto the roof.
You had to make a taco...
What was
that's
the beef
game.
Strategy?
I could honestly see that as a challenge in a TV show.
Was the
yeah.
beef strategy
yeah.
like the... beginning?
Well, yeah,
like,
we were watching a lot of like Viva La Bam and Jackass, and we were like, oh, yeah, we'll do
well,
this.
And then who ripped you off? Breaking Bad ripped you off. They
put the pizza on the roof.
Did you do like the ground beef like LeBron with the hand chalk at the beginning of a game? Just throw it straight up
no,
and just hope that
no, no,
hits.
No. I was going for points.
What were the rules? Was it because beef is crumbles? Was it one crumble as a point, or are you trying to get?
I mean, if there was any beef on the taco, there's
any
beef on it.
Okay,
you'd get.
So you're
I
trying
think
to
you
get
can just kind of follow the spirit of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. This is not yet a TV show challenge.
We play
this
by is, rules in my fucking house.
Yeah,
okay,
but if the beef landed on the taco, you get points. You know, it was just like in tiered points too.
And so what could you purchase
if you
with
could
the
get
points?
It, well, you don't get, you just, you win.
This game sucks.
This game
well, you
was
probably,
good.
So you get to eat the taco.
No.
Just, okay, the game's good again. Yeah, I quite like the game.
You had to eat the taco. And yeah, I remember my mom.
The
coming
loser
home.
Has to eat the taco.
Loser has to eat
that
the
would
taco.
Be good.
That'd be
a we good. Played a game where Roof there was a needs to cooler that my dad left out after a barbecue, and he left it out all summer. Mm-hmm. And then we opened it up, and there was like 1,000 maggots in it.
Oh.
And we would see who could stand in front of it with the lid open, with the smell hitting you, and take like a deep breath.
Oh, that's nasty.
It was really gross.
Yeah. But yeah, my mom came home from work and was mad. I don't know why.
About the roof taco?
She was mad about that.
She must have been hungry.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, now I got to walk all the way to the fucking yeah. roof
oh,
to eat
I gotta,
my taco.
I
got to
climb up this. Imagine putting in a fucking double at a restaurant and coming home.
Yeah, and right when you think you've escaped food, it's on your roof.
Your kids put a fucking put a disgusting... roof taco. It's like it rained the day before, so it's like soggy. There's and like all like the sour cream, like the sun, the heat of the sun yeah. is melting the sour
cream. You threw
cream
sour cream up there,
too? Oh, come on.
We had, it's a taco.
Wait, did you catapult it with a spoon?
Wait, list all the ingredients.
No, it was yeah. like.
Tell me.
Give me the ingredients
was
there, list.
It was like this, like it was like a WarioWare game.
Please tell me
you
had those
to,
delicious Taco Night diced tomatoes.
Oh, yes. The delicious Taco Night diced tomatoes.
List them out,
that's the best part.
So, I mean, it's what's that fucking that song from that guy from the Try Guys, the White People Taco Night? All the
I
ingredients
can't say
of that.
I'm not familiar with White People
big,
Taco Night.
Big song in like 2013 or something. But it's like so flour tortillas, no corn.
Of course.
Ground beef, the Mexican cheese that you get in the bag
white
from Market
and
Basket,
yellow.
White and yellow, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, chopped white onion.
Wow.
Iceberg
Ortega,
lettuce.
Yeah, iceberg lettuce, Ortega taco sauce.
Oh, wow. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, the taco
a
sauce.
A white person staple.
Yeah.
The it's not too spicy, but it's got a little kick, and it's
maybe cool off on whiteys for a sec. Kind of going a little hard at whites in their
right.
food.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry, white people.
Were you squirting the sauce onto the thing?
Well, it comes in a jar, so you have to...
Oh,
I had
okay.
to pour it. So I think that was the worst part, was that we didn't fucking clean up the sauce off the porch.
Yeah,
and my aunt lived next door, so she fucking saw all this and was like, "I'm telling your mother." And we were like, "Yeah, good." Tell her.
It's funny
cool.
to be cheaper by the dozen with four kids.
Yeah,
like you guys had the same level
it was
of mischief
true.
And annoying, crazy
yeah.
shit happening.
It was true. It was
four
fully
children.
Malcolm in the Middle style type of family.
Well, Malcolm in the Middle, they weren't doing all that much crazy shit.
What are you talking about?
They were just
they were
hanging
all
out.
Completely crazy. They
no,
were completely crazy.
They were just hanging. They'd go to the beach.
That's more cheaper by the dozen.
No, cheaper by
cheaper
the dozen.
Cheaper by the dozen did more.
Malcolm in the Middle was
cheaper listen, by the dozen.
If they,
way
if,
more
if they
than
went
Malcolm.
To the beach, they would be, when they leave, the beach would have no sand.
That's
Dewey,
right.
That's
Dewey,
the type of vibe.
Because
that's
how many shoes
Hillary
there
Duff.
Were.
Dewey versus Hillary Duff. Who
you can't
Dewey's
go,
clear.
We're not going. We're not
Dewey
going.
Dewey gonna clear.
Mischief for
one
mischief.
One.
With fucking,
we're going mischief for
and
mischief.
And also Hillary
right
Duff.
Now.
By the way, you could not have picked a less mischievous cast member.
Okay. Well, I don't know
anyone.
Allison Stoner.
What about FedEx?
Oh, FedEx. That was a character in that.
FedEx
movie.
FedEx was somebody.
That was a character in that.
Is
movie.
Is that what the company was named after?
Yeah.
The FedEx kid.
Yeah.
They named it after.
I
the
really
kid
don't know
cheaper by the dozen
first.
Could be.
That's crazy. It's crazy that they made in the same year they did Yours, Mine, and Ours. Yours, Mine, and Ours, and Cheaper by the Dozen were two movies from like the 60s, and then they both remade them at the same time.
Well, because Octomom.
Oh yeah, good point. But also the, but also the original one sucks so bad. Cheaper by the original Cheaper by the Dozen. You ever watch that?
Why are no. you watching that shit, bro?
I liked when I was a
you
kid.
You are an old gay nerd.
It's so yeah. Funny. When I was a kid,
watch,
I liked
to
watch the remake
by the
or the original.
Like, I'd rather watch the original.
I wasn't
Where's
saying
FedEx?
That I rather watched it. I was
well,
just saying I wanted to watch it and compare and contrast.
Well, you
did
watch
that's
it.
So
yeah,
funny.
I did. I'm not saying I wanted to watch it. All I'm saying is I watched both of them and analyzed them.
I did.
You wanted to see the differences.
And I had a class in high school that I had to do that with, too.
All right, what were the differences? Because I don't think anybody's seen that first movie.
The first one is... It's just fucking game.
What? What about it is G-A-Y?
It is, well, there's no comic mischief. There's no Sum 41.
It's not a comedy.
It's barely a comedy. I mean, it's more about the parents.
Back then, that would ruin your fucking
life.
It's
in color.
If you had 12 kids, how much money would you have to make to support 12 children?
Even back then, in the 60s, that was just like a fucking Irish Catholic family. That's not even a fun concept for a movie.
People didn't start having that many kids until like Duggars.
What are you talking about?
That was the
Irish Catholics had it. They were
feel like it was a
Irish Catholics where you have 15 kids and 9 of them die, and now you have 6.
Well, that's what the movie was about.
11 brothers.
Yeah.
Really?
My mom had lived 7.
Oh, yeah.
Lived past childhood?
Well, I had not 7 siblings.
Anymore. I mean, they're old. They're huh?
My mom had 7 siblings, 8 including
Jesus
her.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, back then, it was all you could do.
Yeah.
They didn't have Steam Deck yet.
Yeah.
I'd fuck all day.
Because now we don't have to fuck because we got Steam Deck.
We're afraid. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are afraid.
And they didn't have condoms back then. Completely afraid.
The world is afraid of fucking.
Yeah. And I didn't say that the class that I took, I talked about this, I think, where the movies class that I took senior year of high school, he had us watch Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and then Guess Who with Bernie Mac and said, what's different? Tell me what's different about these movies. Like, well, I can tell you one thing.
Well, Bernie Mac's awesome.
Bernie Mac, isn't it? And Ashton Kutcher. And the races are swapped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's the whole, I had to write a whole essay.
About how the about
that races one are different.
The races are
the
different.
The races are different, and there's more jokes.
I never saw either of those movies, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, neither.
But that's a movie, they did that not that long ago, right? With, who did they have in one of those, like, white guy at the black family things? Like, a couple years ago.
Jonah Hill.
It
was Jonah Hill.
It's amazing they keep making that movie.
It's have a
movie
a life
that makes
forever.
Money.
I mean, of course. I mean,
what movie is that called though? It's called like.
What movie is that called?
What name is that movie?
You People.
Of You People. What the
Wait,
hell?
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill. Which is it's if
this
that
was
made if this was made in 2013. That's a moneymaker
this
right
was,
there.
This was the movie where they had to CGI Jonah Hill kissing his girlfriend.
Because he's so racist?
I don't know. It was either he's racist or he smelled
bad.
He grew up
in Huntington Beach.
True. He's so racist he wouldn't even
I don't think I'm making that up. I'm pretty sure that
they really did that?
That they, yeah, like they wouldn't,
I
one
mean,
of them
if
wouldn't
I
kiss
was
the
in,
other
if
one.
If I was in a movie, I wouldn't be, I can't kiss, I'm married.
That's a funny
it is,
Google
yeah,
search. For you
top
people
result.
CGI
Get the
kiss.
Hell, what are you doing? Get the fuck off of here.
You're, going,
you're ruining
you're,
the episode.
You're logging
Get
into
the fuck
TikTok,
off of TikTok.
You're selecting shapes.
Where are you go? What did you do? You deleted everything.
He did a panic mouse thing. He did a panic mouse movement. That was scary.
Oh, shit.
What, man?
Nothing.
You can't just say nothing. Dude,
I have to help my girlfriend carry a bunch of stuff from the train.
Being a guy's fucking dog shit.
Uh huh. She just
being
got
a
back.
Guy
she just got back
shit.
Today.
I had to clean the humidifier today.
Ugh.
I'm going to be. I want.
And I had
I
to
wish,
change the light bulbs 2 times. So
I wish
far.
I either didn't exist or was a girl.
You know what I? You know what I forgot to do?
What?
Or I forgot to tell her, and then she's gonna come home and she's gonna be mildly upset about.
I
mildly
hate that
infuriated.
Mild infuriation.
Oh, I forgot. To tell her that Mo knocked over the green onion that she was growing.
Okay, that's she has every right to be mildly infuriated.
She has every right, but I should have told her before so that when she comes home, it's not like, oh, by the way.
Wait, knocked over a propagating green onion?
She, you know, when you like
yeah.
chop it and
yeah,
then you have
yeah.
the whites and then you put it in, she was growing a green onion and it was like almost like.
It was almost ready to eat.
It was almost ready to eat.
And now it's been knocked
and
over.
And he knocked it into the sink.
And did you just maybe put it back in some more water?
I should have got another green onion. I
and replaced
done.
It?
I should have replaced it.
It's a miracle.
My Blue Heaven style with the turtles, but no, I didn't.
Putting a red onion in.
Putting a whole red onion in.
There it is.
Wow. She was reusing.
Whoa. Well, we didn't know what kind of onion it was. It was still growing.
It didn't
yeah,
hatch it grew
yet.
Out. It grew out into a full one. That's crazy.
Wow.
You have such an amazing green thumb. You have such an amazing green thumb. That's so... You're
putting
like a plant genius. I don't know what water you put in this, but that's incredible. Oh, I also I forgot to water one of her air plants.
Oh no! Well, it's an air plant. You don't need to water it.
I'm screwed.
You spritz it like this. I'm in a.
Oh no!
I'm in a battle.
Yeah.
I finally had it with the nude photo of a man holding his cock in my bathroom. And
what do
you guys know about that?
You finally used it up. What do you say?
Have I never shown you guys this? You guys haven't been to my house in a while.
No.
My wife put up a playing card.
Of a nudie? Of
and
a,
you said you finally had your way with
you
it?
You finally had it? What
no,
do you mean?
No, I didn't have... Here, wait. I'll send this to Julio. I have a censored version. I didn't have my way with it.
I thought that's what you said. I finally had my way with
you
the
really
nudie.
You really think that's what I said?
He pulled it. He pulled it out of the frame and walked it
said,
to his
as
wife
you said,
said
I've had it, I had enough of it, and I okay. had my way with it.
This is a playing card, so I censored
funny.
This. No.
That's
no,
funny
it's
to have
not.
In the bathroom.
Because guess where it is?
Where?
Right above the toilet.
Yeah, that's funny.
She never has to see it when she pees. Every time I pee, I'm looking at a guy with his
that.
Cock and his balls. No, the chicken wing
like,
is there, not there.
That looks like, what's his name?
You didn't need, okay, let me show it to you with the penis then.
Zoom in on him. Zoom in on his face.
No. I'm going to show you, just you, it with the penis, and you're not going to like this. Okay. And also, wait, you think it's funny?
I think it's funny. It's funny to have nasty stuff in the bathroom. Like,
come on.
That's funny.
Come on, dude. That's
you know, the crazy thing about this.
I would look at that every day and smile.
The crazy thing about this that is that this is from a normal deck of playing cards. It's the only card that's like this. This was a printing error.
She bought just this is the guy who prints the cards. He uploaded
look at
the wrong photo.
His fucking face, man. That's so funny.
Dude, no, it's not funny.
Yeah, they
looks
made
like this
on
he looks
recycled
like this, like,
paper.
Oh, it's like, it's like he smelled something
it's
bad.
It's not funny. It's pornography.
It's like he farted. That's funny. That's like how Steve has the painting of Tom Pearl above his toilet. That's funny. That stuff is funny. It's funny to put a nasty thing in your bathroom.
She's not thinking of it as like, oh, yeah, it's nasty like a bathroom. She's thinking of it as like, oh, it's cute. It's not cute. It's a male naked.
It's funny.
It's agree to disagree.
It's really funny.
I think it's a male naked and it's not funny at all. And I think that I need to put underpants on it. And I've been devising
did
a
you
plan.
Try, you should get
that's what that's what I'm doing. As soon as I get tape. Home, before she gets home today, I'm putting underpants on it and I will report back with the reaction. I have a feeling it's not going to be that good.
Yeah.
Damn. And maybe we'll get in a giant fight and break up. Because I put underpants on her
getting
cock photo.
Divorced because of
I put
that.
Underpants on it. I have some white tape. I'm gonna put little lines on it like it's tight,
you know what
tighty
you should whities. Do? You should you, it to make lick her it. Not want it, right? Yeah. Cut print out a photo of one of your friends and put it over. Like put like Joe's face over it.
You want
put
me to
Joe's
put
face
Joe's
over.
Face on it so it's
so
I so
then when
Joe,
she looks
it
at
like
it,
Joe's
so when
cock.
She looks at it, so when she looks at it, she's like, oh my god, I didn't realize it was Joe the whole time.
What if that massively backfires?
How would that massively backfire?
What if she's well? What if I get caught up and I start attributing the photo of Joe?
Well,
with
here's
his cock out
here's what here's another solution too. The underwear is a nice solution, but what you could also do is you could get. Another playing card that has a naked woman on it.
I've thought about
next
this.
To that.
I've looked into them. I couldn't find any ones where
well,
they're fully nude.
Well, you can just
nude.
Print a custom one.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to the
just
print
take a
shop.
Screenshot.
No, print it out here. We have glossy photo paper.
We have sticker
there's
paper
no
you could put it on.
Oh,
there's
we
ink.
Don't have ink. Well, we have black ink.
You can put it in black and white, yeah.
Black and white, but then
but
I
that's
can't.
More tasteful.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be
I don't
tasteful.
See what the real. I don't see what
porn.
The problem is with this photo in the bathroom.
A fucking hard dick looking at you every time you pee. And then I look down at my soft one. I don't like it, man. I don't like it.
I would like it.
So I'm going to figure out a way to put an end
I can,
to it.
Here's the compromise, right? Because what she likes about it is that it's in a bathroom and it's a piece of art that she hung up.
No, she likes it because she's a hoe. Okay. It has to be that.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it. I guess that's it. Then I was going to say I'll put it in my bathroom, but my girlfriend wouldn't like that.
But what if... What,
she's not a hoe.
What if you just kill her?
That could work.
That would... destroy my life. Who would pay for my groceries?
Oh.
You need to think before you give ideas
sorry.
Like this.
That's a good point.
But maybe, I don't, I just, I need to have an office where I can put awesome stuff in my house.
Buddy, look where you are right
look
now.
Around
well,
you.
I have this, obviously, this paradise, this men's paradise.
This truly is a men's paradise.
But I need
we have ants.
I mean, this is a male-only space.
We've had two ants.
No.
We have, oh, and they were
right
big
now.
Male
we have
ants.
A lot
you
of ants,
right
man.
Now?
We have a lot of ants.
That's
because
okay.
of one little guy who keeps leaving his fish plates here and one big guy who's addicted to soda. And
I
I'm not going to say
I think ants like
who,
soda a lot more than they like fish.
Yeah, they don't.
I
don't
think
they
that,
like fish
that I think
much.
That that's kind of the thing about ants is they like sugary
okay,
things.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that...
What are you going to say?
The one big guy, I'm sure he didn't
not
think about it. Well, bigger than the little guy. He's definitely bigger than the little guy. but we nipped the little guy's problem of the leaving the fish and the coffee everywhere.
How did we nip
also,
that?
There's sugar in his coffee. So I think it's a collab.
Cool, are you okay?
I think it's a collab between, because I don't want to name names, but I think it's a collaborative effort between.
I don't think this one is that much of a collaborative effort.
No,
I think there's one guy who's in here every day for 8 hours and drinks 5 sodas
and plays a piano.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not
I think there's
names.
One guy who's in here maybe once every 3 weeks.
I'm not
going to
name
and
names.
Had a collection of all of his sodas and beer cans.
I'm not going to name
on
names.
On his desk
but
for a long time and
I'm
didn't want to get rid of them. He had a tower.
There is a collab. It is. I think it's a collab.
I don't think it's a collab.
I think it's a personally collab because maybe the big guy doesn't want to take that much of the blame because he'll feel bad.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay. Nobody wants to be blamed for anything.
Yeah.
You don't want to be accused.
Except for this little guy who keeps leaving his damn food place.
Stop talking about big guy, little guy. Okay? The ant problem.
The ant problem is definitely the big guy's fault.
It's growing, but it's not quite at the point where it's, I don't care that much about the ants, I'm going to be honest. Ants might be my.
If I lived here, I would care.
I mean, if
I was maybe one of the people who lived in this building, and I might be a little upset.
And maybe we were letting in a bunch of ants into the apartment building. Yeah, I'd be a little upset. And you hear us scream all the time.
You hear us screaming about smell
like this right now. Yeah, you hear us saying how dumb you are for living in the same building as our office. Don't they know this is an office? These fucking morons. What was I going to say? I don't know.
We were talking about big guy, little guy.
No, you were talking about big guy, little guy.
The big guy, little guy dichotomy.
Big guy, little guy.
I think some people. But then there's an even bigger guy who comes in here, and he's also got a soda problem.
I really think that nobody else has a soda problem.
I think you have a real soda
problem.
I think
maybe the medium guy, because now there's a big guy.
That's you. You're the medium guy.
Why are you naming names? We don't have to.
You is not a name.
We don't
you
have to name
names. You would be a name
we
on
don't
an
have
name.
To point fingers.
Far
we don't have to point fingers.
You could be a name in the Far East. Yeah. A last name or a first name.
That's true.
Or both.
Or both. That's someone cool. Named you.
You.
Me?
That
Mimi is a white
Mimi
girl's
is
name.
A very common name in the United States.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, it could be a nickname.
I'd rather
over
have
there.
Ants than like
cockroaches.
Cockroaches or bees or something.
Yeah. Bees?
Yeah.
Lions. No.
Lions would be a really bad infestation. That's what they have to deal with in a lot of villages in Africa.
And seeing a jaguar crush
you left a soda.
Oh, fuck my
God
life.
God fucking damn it.
I left my beef jerky out. Oh.
That
God.
Is a problem.
Hey.
That is that, that's people would have like fucking bobcats in their backyard in New Hampshire because they like left
that happened
some
to
shit
bear,
bears.
Bears.
Yeah. Bears too.
Bears.
A bear came in at a watermelon out of my in-law's garden.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bears that's go cool. In everywhere they can.
That is cool.
Yeah. And they walk around on 2 feet sometimes.
Sometimes they do.
And that really scares me.
Yeah. Mm. They can climb trees as well.
Yeah. And they can open doors.
Yeah.
And they can use computers cars. And drive cars.
Yeah. Yeah. They can drive little tricycles.
Nowadays, driving a car is using a computer.
Wow.
What
Tesla.
The fuck? What the
ruin everything.
Fuck?
Even beyond Tesla, there's these little things called microchips. And no, my friends, these aren't the most disappointing snack you buy at the grocery store.
Not
this
really.
This is basically a foundational piece of our modern culture.
Mm-hmm. It's basically
where
a brain.
Where if a magic wizard came, snapped his fingers, and said, microchippo delito, mm-hmm. and every microchip vanished from the world, mm-hmm. our entire society would cease to function.
How come I never seen a macrochip?
You have.
You have.
You see a lot of them. I see a lot of them around here.
It's probably why the ants are in our office. It's because of all your macro chips.
I'm talking about technology.
There's technology involved there.
I don't see any macro chips. Pull up a macro chip. I want to see it.
No.
Isn't that just a floppy disk?
A macro chip? I don't know. I think a floppy disk is just a storage device.
It looks like a thing in Caleb's bathroom is what I'm seeing.
Did you guys like
this is a macro chip? Look at this guy's face, man. Look
no,
at him.
He's
stoned up his ass.
He looks like
being
a
manipulated
child,
into
too.
Taking this picture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's really a dark photo.
Now that I'm looking at his face, now that I can see his face even bigger, yes, this
he
is
looks
a
like
dark
he just
photo.
Got pepper sprayed.
Yeah, he got hit with the pepper spray. And then they said, take your
tell
cock
you,
out.
The cock handling that he's doing looks defensive. It's an it's armoring his cock with his hand.
He looks like
he's not stroking his cock.
He looks like the what are they called? The Trogs from Fallout 3. That's his pose right there.
on his knees.
Yeah, he's posed exactly like the Trogs from
and,
Fallout
and
3.
And also, I would hate to see what the king and the ace and the queen
the
look
ace,
like.
The ace? I don't want
to
see the ace,
I don't want to see that. I think I know what the ace is.
I know what
is.
That's going to look like.
I think that I would...
I don't want to stare the ace in its eye.
This complete close up. Just
like you can't know. No skin tone at all. Yeah, just asshole. Just the brown and pink part of the asshole.
All right. So,
the ace hole.
Speaking of ace holes, today we are going to be taking a look right into one. I don't know. I fucked that up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll let Cameron give a shot at the intro.
Wait, you say, wait, what did you say
he
that
said,
again?
He said, we're going to look into an asshole. That's what he said. So we're going to take a deep look into one.
What does that mean?
Which I don't think has... I don't know how you could think that that's what we're doing today.
And I've really misunderstood what we're
I really don't want
to
see your what you prepped for this, oh, if that's what you thought that the episode
I'm gonna
was.
Have guys, to, we're going to have to take a break, one. And I'm going to have to change everything.
Guys, today... So I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of messages from one specific person that we're going to leave unnamed, at least for now.
Yeah.
Someone asking me all these questions. How do I go viral? How do I get a lot of followers? How can I make a tweet or a Facebook post or Instagram post or a TikTok video? How can I go viral? I want to... you guys are the viral experts. Yeah. How can
the
I go viral?
Viral?
I mean,
king.
Think about and it. Think of Obama video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy chef. Scary clown.
Right, yeah.
Subway eats the subs.
And this one specific person, and I say I got a lot of messages. I should clarify, it's one person sending these messages, and I think we've all gotten these messages.
One
hombre. From this.
We have one. And he says, Uno.
Yeah.
How Masajo. Do you,
yeah.
Uno Masajo.
How do you go Elviral?
Elviral.
Elviral. Mm-hmm. And so today we're going to be taking a look at some posts from across the internet, and these are posts that maybe aren't viral. But
we're
going to
say how to improve them.
We're going to talk about how to improve them. Mine, at least, I think that I kind of did it a little weird. Mine are mostly, they're not viral, but they're ones I think should have gone viral.
Me too.
I
did the
same
thing.
Good approaches to it, and maybe that in the end we can try and give this...
We can still workshop them.
We can give this one amigo some advice on how he can finally go viral.
Okay.
And how to improve some of what he's been shitting out.
And let's do compliment sandwiches on these posts.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
So... My first couple is a strategy that I had never thought of before, but I think these definitely should have gone viral. So if you can just pull up my first one here. Here's some red garnet crystals already mined, about 70 kilograms readily available. Kindly repost. A client might be on your timeline. And it's a picture of a guy holding a bunch of crystals that he has mined.
Interesting. And this has 6,000 views.
But only 43 likes, which is a pretty bad ratio.
Yeah, that is a bad
ratio. Who doesn't want to buy a gemstone?
Yeah, these look amazing. And look at that big blue one in the back.
Yeah. Okay, go to the next one here. And this is just a strategy I'd never seen before, but it really... gemstones for sale. And this person has mined gemstones at their home.
Seven views.
Yeah,
I mean,
way low.
This needs more attention. I think that this could be a great strategy. So what do we think? Why aren't these going viral?
Okay, here's what I would say.
Photo quality.
Virality needs one of three things.
Okay.
It either needs to be funny, or as we would call it, humorous.
Mm.
It needs to be interesting, or as we would call it, learning.
Right. Yes. Or it needs to be a valuable gemstone for sale.
I was going to say maybe. Like a nude woman or something. Oh. Like that can go viral.
Oh, nude woman for sale.
No, nude you wouldn't want to sell a woman because it's a
founder
in the mind.
Gemstones that attract nude women.
That might work.
That is actually
but you
a
would
really
need,
good
so,
idea.
So that's the thing. And also, everything that people post online is fake.
Yeah.
Right? You have to take that as a truth. So just say that it attracts women, and women want to eat these rocks or whatever.
Yeah.
And then just post, it's fine.
These are rocks
you don't
that
have
women
to prove
like
it.
To eat.
Yeah, women love to eat these rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only one who sells them.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, maybe they're made out of, what do girls like?
Oat milk latte.
Yeah, they're made out of oat milk or jizz, and they're cubified.
Yeah.
Cubed so jizz for sale.
Heart.
Yeah.
Heart.
So that's it. Okay, so that's the new... Mm-hmm. The new capture for this to make it go viral will say cubed jizz for sale.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that that's going to push 1,000 likes.
70 kilograms.
Easy.
Well, more cubed than 1,000 is what we're looking for.
Yeah. We're looking for 10,000.
Okay.
At the lowest.
Well, I think, where does virality start?
Well, I guess it's more in views.
But I, in terms of...
You know what's also really good? Well,
I mean, yeah, I think you could consider something viral when it's got just a little bit of pop on it. But come on, we're trying to help out our friend here in the big way. We're not trying to... I mean...
So it's 10K to 20K in the first 24 hours.
Oh.
So yes, 10K in the first 24 hours.
By fourthwall.com.
Fourthwall is saying this.
Yeah. So maybe we could... Actually, these could be controversial. We could go for the controversy angle. And say, oh. I put this gemstone up my ass and yeah. turned black.
Or stole this.
See, it started out pink and now it's black. And then we could get somebody to
quote. You said the gemstone turned black.
Yeah, the gemstone turned black. No, oh, no, I, no. Kind
of you, I thought you were saying you put the gemstone up your ass and you turned black.
No. Well, my bad.
Well, that would be very, that would go mega viral.
People would hate that.
People hate that?
The quote tweets on that would be like, no, you didn't.
And I turned black.
That would be a massive viral mega hit.
That would be such an incredible viral mega hit on both fronts where there would be one camp of people who are getting so upset.
Yeah.
No, this is scientifically inaccurate. A mm-hmm. Gemstone up your ass can't turn you black. Mm-hmm. This is, and the social justice warriors saying you shouldn't even say something like this. This yeah. isn't allowed mm-hmm. in our current society to even posit ideas.
Yeah.
And then this other camp saying, where can I buy yes. me yes. this fucking yes. gemstone?
And I know which case right here uh-huh.
in the second tweet in the thread.
Yeah. yeah. And then you're making millions. For sale. But then here comes all the bots that are saying,
my
I found the gemstone here. And
yeah.
it's linking different gemstones yeah. that aren't even the
yeah,
ones.
They're not going to turn you black.
Rip off gemstones yeah. that'll turn you even whiter.
Yeah. Yep.
Scary.
Dangerous. Yeah.
All right,
okay,
what's the next one?
Here's the next one. This is a picture of a werewolf silhouetted in front of the moon. More of a wolf man. And it says, regeneration, pulse, strength, power to leap 15 feet.
I'm also going to do it.
This one, I think, it's got the picture is beautiful.
Yeah. yeah.
Prime viral material, but it's too informational.
Yeah,
yes,
maybe.
I think I agree.
This is me when I don't get enough sleep.
See, that would be, yeah. The caption
that
is needs good. To be, this is a picture that
me
is
when
so. When
I
don't get enough sleep
me
and
when
I leap
stay
15
up real
feet.
Late.
This is so
me when I stay up real late.
Rife yeah. for funny.
Rife.
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 Well, first of all, you got to channel Rife.
Yeah.
But this is so rife for amazing captions.
Yep.
You know what would go viral? This same caption, but a picture of Rife.
My werewolf ass
yeah.
and
Rife,
I see
regeneration,
the moon.
Pulse, strength, power to lift 15 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
one
a beautiful
of his shirtless.
Poem. But that's the thing. Poetry
the
doesn't sell.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to go now into my favorite genre of a viral post that I think has the most potential and I think our amigo could learn a lot from. And this okay. is the viral question, the engagement bait.
Oh, yes.
So let's go to the next one here. This one says, which is more important? And it has a picture of toiletries and then a picture of food.
Okay.
And I didn't put the screenshot in, but I'll tell you, basically everyone was voting food except one person who said toiletries.
Okay.
Now, this is a great question because it's so open-ended.
Well, yeah. I would say this is a great one because the answer
bait.
Is so obviously food
right.
yeah. that people are going to be outraged at the questions even being asked,
yeah.
and they have to let people know, y'all do know it's food, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously?
So you're going to get a million
you
quote
can go
tweets
hella viral off saying toiletries.
Yep.
But what did
with the people disagreeing with
well,
you.
Oh,
exactly.
What did not, because this only has 19 likes and 11 retweets, what is this missing? Because this should have gone mega viral. Okay. You know what it is? I bet the food is too ethnic. We don't know what kind of food that is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's plantains.
Sure it's so the people, yes.
But
so,
I don't know
well,
what
I know.
Is
obviously,
right.
I know it's plantains
and
chicken and rice.
But in the larger viral community.
But yeah, I mean, you know.
The tastemakers.
Yes, mm-hmm. the lukewarm IQs of yeah. Of the webosphere
right.
mm-hmm. may not know about Dominican food.
This would yes. be better if it was a picture of mac and cheese on the right.
Yes, because then people are going to say. Yeah, because a lot of people never had this kind of food, so
right.
they don't even know.
So they couldn't even answer
they can't
the question.
Answer.
Yeah,
you know.
Here's another food based question.
Okay,
this food or 20K, choose wisely. Would
okay.
you rather have this food or would you rather have $20,000?
And this is like huevos rancheros or what is this?
This is some kind of like
another type of food I don't recognize.
This is some kind of seafood boil.
Yeah, it
and
looks
then
like
there's
some
chicken
eggs.
On top,
and there's hard boiled eggs.
You can put eggs in a seafood boil. That's pretty common.
I've never seen that.
You never seen that?
No.
Well, you are from New Hampshire, my friend.
Yeah.
This is another one that should have gone viral. I mean,
I think this should,
this
yeah.
is prime and ready.
Well, this uh-huh. might have been too. This one maybe was too obvious.
Yeah.
Because obviously you choose the 20K.
Some people were choosing food in the comments.
Interesting.
But
some people said food. I should have put these screenshots in. One or two. I'm telling the truth. One or two people said food because you needed to live.
Well, but food. But this person is asking this food.
Yeah. Well,
they're
that's
not saying
what that
food.
Well, that's what the person's. I'm just telling you what people said. Okay. It wasn't so cut
so
and
that's
dry.
That's a misunderstanding, I would say, that they have. Because you could buy probably 20 of these with right. with $20,000.
I'm also thinking now that based on this type of food that I don't recognize, that maybe the $20K is in a different currency where that is worth a whole lot less.
Oh, yeah. Good
that's
point.
A really good point.
Yeah.
I just realized
that's
that.
A great point.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Something that we don't even
this would go viral on American Twitter because people would.
People
would
like, yeah, $20K. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. All right. What's the next one?
Next one. This is another viral question. This is from user Daddy's Little Girl. At Daddy's Divine Alfred 5. Is it wrong to buy DVD player in 2024?
Okay. I don't know why this didn't go viral.
This is a perfect trio. Is it wrong to buy DVD player?
The name, the at, the post.
It's all perfect.
Everything is perfect. Yeah. It's literally a... This, they must
this
be
is
shadow
a great point.
Banned.
This
they
is a great be. Point where a good big part of virality is the name.
And they
at,
and
name.
They,
the profile
they
picture.
Bought... They bought X Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They bought X Premium. So, I mean, I don't know. They're definitely shadow banned because when you buy that, you get your posts boosted.
And yeah. I...
It should have been viral.
Yeah. This one is different than the other ones, though, because this is not cut and dry.
No.
No, is it? I don't know.
This is actually... No, you know what the problem is? You know what the problem is?
Is it wrong?
Is
not,
it wrong?
Not should I.
Yeah.
Is it wrong?
Yeah.
To buy a DVD player?
The problem with this... is that it's actually going to stay low because so many people are going to debate it. People are afraid
to even engage.
Oh
yeah.
Nobody wants
to be the first reply to say, yeah. yes, it's wrong. People would say, really?
Really yeah. fucker?
With all that's going on in the world, we're going to clown on people for DVD
players. For DVDs.
Seriously.
You fucker.
Okay. Here's the next one. This is another viral question. Do any of you have any info about a type of interdimensional being that attaches to addicts and alcoholics via energetic signature and has the capability, doesn't say that, I just can't read, to imprison some aspect of them after death? And this is from Facebook, and they put the kind of Facebook memoji.
Yeah, and they have kind of a Turning Point USA background.
Yeah. Too wordy.
I think this is way too wordy.
Not going to go viral.
It's way, way,
way
too wordy.
But the character is nice.
The character... Here's what could go viral. This character...
I mean, yeah. Who,
this
Julio character. Or, yeah. I mean, whoever it would be who would want to go viral could maybe try attaching a little character.
Yeah, just make a... I mean, because this guy could have had...
And here's another one.
Yeah, here. We'll just go to the next one. Go to it. What am I supposed to tell my very young grandsons when they see two men kissing? I need some help. That is a picture of the Facebook memoji, very confused about a big chalkboard covered in math problems.
Yeah, a lot of math problems. And one of the math problems is poop equals pi r h.
And one of the questions is apple.
Apple, yeah, with a bunch of question marks. Yeah, this one.
This should have gone viral.
This is after its time, I would say. Because gay marriage is sorted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody. It's not really a piece of public topic of conversation anymore. So in 2011 or 2010, this could have gone
viral. This would have gone.
Yeah.
Because it would have been crazy. People would have given real answers. But at this point, you know.
Here, I'm going to go through the next viral questions a little more quickly here.
Okay.
This next one is from Facebook user Electrician Thanda.
Okay.
And he asks, is Donald Trump the king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences?
That's a memory.
It's a memory.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means, but it's an interesting viral question.
It is.
And maybe a too scary of a question.
Too open-ended.
Here's the next one. Does this have any meaning to anyone? And it's a scribble that someone made.
On the back of a receipt.
Yeah. Which this is also, this is a great, not the best execution, but this is a great viral format, I think. Does this have any meaning to anyone? And it's a scribble that you made. And then here's another viral question. Is it normal for quail to constantly attack each other?
This one couldn't go viral.
No.
It's too niche. This can go viral in the quail community. The quail community. This person is a top contributor.
But virality in the quail community is what, 100 likes?
You would be surprised.
Really?
You would be surprised.
Wow. That is crazy.
I have popped off in the quail community, actually.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Before.
Yeah. Interesting.
And now I'd like to tackle a different way that we can try and go viral, and that is through the gimmick account. Okay?
Okay.
We see the gimmick accounts popping off these days. So here's a gimmick account here. this is a Facebook page called
gimmick accounts for people who don't know are usually
people gripping food with force.
Yeah, they post pictures of people dying.
Exactly.
And
women crazy dying.
Grindface TV.
And it's always called crazy ass videos, and it's someone getting decapitated. Yeah. And this happens probably 5,000 times.
And they reply to you a lot and they say, I have crazy videos on my page.
Yeah. So here's this one. This is Facebook page, cooked meat. Just what you need on a cold winter's night.
Ah.
And it's pictures of cooked meat.
Okay. That should be the biggest account on Facebook.
We have a lot of very similar things in our slides.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this page is one of my favorites. I've followed this page since 2019.
Interesting.
Cooked meat. Again, this has huge viral potential. Cooked meat. Who doesn't like cooked meat? It's just what you need on a cold winter's night.
Everybody does. Do you think any of these people who started, when Facebook first started, made one for cooked meat or a page for like water or something? Do you think they ever regret this, that they have 10 million people that follow their page?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
it's
that
really
is like
funny that they didn't never did anything with
it? They never even thought to, they just waited until it got hacked instead
of selling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. And
another similar Facebook gimmick page, flakes of cereal.
Oh.
This is another thing. Who doesn't like flakes of cereal?
Everybody loves flakes of cereal.
This is, so our friend could maybe change their account
avatar to that. That's a start.
Yeah. Change their avatar to this, or maybe, I don't know.
Mm. Or maybe name your Twitter account flakes of cereal.
Cheesy quesadillas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would work too.
Yeah. That'd be a good gimmick account.
Cheesy quesadillas.
Cheesy quesadillas. That's a really
Here's another gimmick account. I wish I could eat cakes off of Cake Boss. And they say, man, those cakes look good. Yummy.
Wow.
Staying in character gimmick account. And then here's the last one. Last gimmick account on Facebook. It's called Crap. And they say, I like diarrhea.
I like diarrhea.
We really did do the same kind of thing, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have Facebook, so I don't see any of this stuff.
We really did.
Okay, well, then I'll go between.
All right. Well, wait, no, let's get mine out of the way. I think I have a few. Let's just see. Let's compare and contrast our differences, like the essays I used to have to write.
Which one of you is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Cameron, probably.
I'm the original.
Okay, the first thing I found was a couple of tweets that we made that I think should have gone viral.
Okay.
So let's see the first one here. R.I.P. Chemgrade from Cameron Fetter.
That's not me, man.
What?
Yeah, that's not him. It's a different guy.
No, that's him.
The photo is not him at all.
This is some random guy that you're inviting harassment upon.
This one's from Earth.
We can block him out.
I'm just joking. It's okay.
We can blur him out. The next one was from me, where I said, Tulsi Gabbard parody said, caption this photograph of Pete Buttigieg, and I said, I thought he would be better at playing the fiddle.
That's not you either.
Who are these people?
That just has the same name as you.
Well,
also, what does that mean? Is that like an attempt at homophobia?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I feel like that's the only thing it could be, right?
Does he think it's gay to play the fiddle?
I mean, I guess it kind of is.
Yeah. Well, this next one was from Caleb, and I thought this one maybe almost went viral. This next one... Nobody. Caleb Pitts, I'm finna DM bitches to get feet pictures.
Okay, that one is me. That one is me.
Fine ass Caleb.
Fine ass Caleb. I'm finna DM bitches to get feet pictures. That's how I talk.
That is how you talk, yeah. Then... this next one, I don't really remember what it was. I think it was also on Facebook. Oh, there's a blank slide. Next one. Oh, Shrimp Toast.
Uh-huh.
And they said, become a fan. You know you love this stuff.
One
so
like,
this is a gimmick account for Shrimp Toast.
This is a gimmick account for Shrimp Toast.
But see, this is interesting because we're seeing, again, let's compare and contrast here. The gimmick account, I feel like the gimmick accounts I found are kind of very concerned with staying in character, whereas yours is more in the style of I post crazy Shrimp Toast.
Yeah.
Follow my account.
Yeah, well, this next one, staying
two
in character.
Different approaches.
Staying in character.
Okay.
Do you remember the parody accounts and how big they were back in the day?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I found one for Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Whoa.
And that must be Jenny or somebody in the photo above. That must be Jenny.
And the thing
that was interesting about this page is that, well, the thing that the parody accounts have gone away. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But just like thinking about how big their impact was, people would act like it was the person, these people did.
Think a lot of the time.
This first person said, Forrest, I really admire the way you act. Hi, Forrest, where is Jenny? And then this next person said, want to see Forrest Gump film, see movie. So, I mean, that's like a good way to get engagement from people.
That's a good idea. That is a good point. It is. The time is ripe for these types of accounts to come back.
And maybe I'll skip. Maybe I'll delete these slides here.
You could
here.
Probably go viral. We could combine this whole thing. We could. Oh, my God. Here it is. Our amigo, our guapo amigo, mm-hmm. could change his account to Flakes of Cereal Parody.
Yes. Oh,
he's going to be getting all the engagement. Want to eat flakes of cereal.
Uh-huh.
What? I really admire the way you taste cereal.
Yeah.
And he responds and he says, fuck out my mentions.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. You ate the onion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ate the onion. And there was also another parody account here. Let's see the next slide. Just skip past these.
Bob Boob.
This skip wasn't a parody Bob account. Boob. This was a...
Incredible man sex video.
This is a parody account of female girl with huge boob.
Anybody see this? Text back.
Which they're doing it. This is an example of how not to do it.
Right. This is a bad, because when you're trying to go viral, you don't want to be texted.
Yeah.
So it should be anybody see this. You're going to
she skipped ahead.
Why are you skipping ahead? We're still talking about female girl with a huge boob.
Yeah, we need to talk about female girl with huge boob.
So, for people listening,
they should say anybody see this repost.
The profile the profile picture does not look like a female girl.
No, it does not look like a female girl with a huge boob.
And that's probably why this page only has 94 likes.
94 people.
Which is, that's weak, man.
That is weak. That is very weak. But then this next one, I think this one more, I put this in to show that it was a relic of a bygone era, because back in the day it used to say likes and then you could put likes uh-huh. blank.
Mm-hmm. I missed that shit.
Yeah, well, this one, here's a trip down memory lane. This next one, to eat poop. So likes.
Likes to eat poop.
Kayla Pitts likes to
eat
poop.
Well, why me though?
I don't know. I just There's picked the first person that was here.
Could have made up
our Wapo amigo likes to eat poop.
You're directly on the way to the screen. I mean, his eyes are going to make a detour to look all
and
up your body.
But they wanted to make a new Facebook account completely, because they want to make a Facebook account for Ringo.
Ringo.
I don't know. I don't know who.
Which Ringo?
Probably not Ringo.
Yeah, it's
Star.
Interesting.
Well, it can't Ringo, be Ringo Starr.
Well, nowadays, this is why the parody things don't work anymore. Nowadays, they have the verified accounts for people like Ringo and Forrest Gump, or the real Ringo,
which,
the real
which
Forrest
Ringo
Gump.
Are you talking about?
We don't know.
It's probably Starr.
We really don't know.
It's probably Starr.
It could
Ringo
just be
Stevens?
Their friend. Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. It could be Ringo Stevens. I mean, I feel like if we're going to... You just use names, or use last names.
Okay.
Well, it could be Ringo Stevens.
It's foolish of them to assume we would know who they're talking about.
Here was
Ringo Phillips.
Say, I mean, Ringo Juarez?
Yeah.
This next... this next account.
What's the next one, man?
I really just liked it. I just put it in because I liked it. Poop Frog.
Poop Frog? And he's got a middle finger photo.
He's got a...
This is a comedian. He has a show at the gutter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he does a really funny show at Eugene Hall, Poop Frog.
Yeah, Poop Frog. He's a very famous Brooklyn comedian.
He has a weekly over there.
This next one. So another thing that goes viral a lot is art, which nowadays, you know, people, you could make this with AI. Seth Kogler. Made a picture, and I'm saying their name because I want to credit them, because this picture is amazing.
And he posted this on eating poop.
On eating poop, yes. They made a picture of a toilet paper eating poop out of the toilet.
This is really cool.
This is actually a really cool photo.
This is a great way to go viral, yeah.
Seth, this photo is about to blow up.
This is probably my second favorite photo behind those ones where they make Garfield scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to go viral.
If you want to go viral,
draw a scary Garfield.
Draw a picture of Garfield where he's as big as a house. And then says,
that which is dead must eternal lie.
And he said, he says something scary. And then at the end says, John, this is a guaranteed viral photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're good at drawing squiggly lines, that is basically free $5 for you if you buy X Premium.
Yeah.
Make
there you go. And I found a new comedian who I really like when I was doing
Besides
my research.
Poop Frog?
Besides Poop Frog, I found a new comedian that I really like. I forget his, I think it's Desmonico Comedy, and he made this post that said, before you try to lose weight, check your head size. You make you no cum look like sweet stick.
Stick sweet.
Stick sweet. Sweet.
So this is saying
a viral joke.
Is it viral though? Did it go viral?
It could go viral. I'm saying this is an up and comer. This is somebody that I'm saying should go viral. This and you're going to see
this
why.
This is the next fat Jewish.
This is the next fat Jewish because you're going to see his posts and you're going to be amazed.
I like this. And this can, you can, this can be a viral genre, you know, the kind of the template, viral template where it's, and it can be like before you try to put a tag on your head that says Hershey's, check check if the tag says Hershey's, make you no cum look like Hershey's Kiss.
Yes.
Check to see if you're chocolate. Yeah.
And see,
exactly.
These before type of jokes you get from somebody, you follow the page.
Before
like
you
fat
cover
Jewish.
Yourself in sugar, make sure you aren't a kid. You look like Sour Patch Kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one.
And these type of posts are, you like them because you like the personality, like the fat Jewish, right?
Uh-huh.
Like this next post that he made, who can tell me the food I chop that makes me cry? makes me cry inside the toilet.
This is Dismonko comedy.
This is Dismonko comedy, and he
is that his face?
That's him. That's him. This is the type of post you make if you're a personality.
He has stunning eyes.
He has very very big eyes.
Look
in this
right
photo.
Through you. Even
and you know what he does?
Screen.
You know what he does that you were talking about earlier is the viral question with this next post.
Let's see it.
The next post. This question done tired me for Facebook, but I ask my own will you slap me for 20 million?
And this looks
I'm
like,
sorry, man, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, Dismonko, huge fan. I would slap the shit out of you.
For 20 million?
For 20 million, man?
$20 million.
I would slap you for 20 million.
For 20,000.
But that's the thing. This is the type of post that would get engagement. Like these next posts. My friends make Una tell me the truth, no lie for me. Ooh, if I shoot the gun, will I die?
So yes, you will die.
He has a gun to his
head. This is perfect because this is frantic engagement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please, Dismonko, if you shoot the gun, you will die. Yes. Please don't shoot the gun. It's at your head.
He has employed this tactic a lot. Look at this next post. If I shoot the gun, will I die? And then this next post.
What is up with that gun?
No woman want to marry me. They all say I be moo-moo, which I learned means like clown.
Okay.
Am tired of life. I want to kill myself. Should I? And then this final post.
How is this not viral? This guy's amazing.
This should be viral. This final post. I sold the only land my father left me to pay for my girlfriend's school fees from first year to final year in university. She have graduate and gotten job in one of oil company in Lagos. Now she say she can't marry me because I am too egbotic and poor. I want to kill myself. Should I?
Don't do it.
Don't do it, Dismonko.
That's a great idea.
You have a million fans now.
A great
idea. I want to kill myself.
Yeah,
should I do it?
Keep saying, should I kill myself? Because you'll get, I mean, I would hope that you're getting 90% no's.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's going to be some yeses in there.
Yeah.
But
that's
trolls.
Engagement.
It's engagement.
It's all engagement.
That's
exactly.
Virality.
That's viral. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just don't actually kill yourself.
So, and he's the majestic moo-moo, the majestic fool.
So I guess so far, clown. Before we get to Caleb's, I think we can synthesize what we want is a post that has courts controversy, has a gimmick to it.
Yes.
Asks a viral question and threatens to kill oneself.
Yes. This is the perfect post.
Yeah. So once we see yours, Caleb, we'll be able to build on this perfect post, and then we can probably create something at the end.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll create a perfect post, and we'll post it on, let's just say, Julio's account.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. So this first one is...
I'm going to write down our bullet points.
It only got 3 likes. I really feel like it should have gone viral. This is from... This is from Alex F. It says, turns out duck sauce doesn't come from ducks. I wish I knew that before I groped that mallard.
I almost put one in from him also, but I didn't want to be rude.
What do you mean? I blurred the name, so this could be anybody.
I found the same page, and the post was, I don't get people who are Vine famous. Congratulations. You can point a camera at yourself and act stupid.
That should have gone viral.
That
I feel like actually
should've.
Maybe that was viral, and maybe he copied and pasted that from somebody
maybe.
Was viral. This was in 2014. I hope Alex F., wherever he is doing well. This next one is from Reddit, because Reddit is where all popular posts originated and learned. And this one, I feel like this one should have been an obvious hit. 0 upvotes. So my wife decided to stick this up on the walls of our home, and in post-it notes, it says, no masturbation when alone. Which
I like that pillow.
The pillow's cute. It's got penguins on it.
Mm-hmm.
But why didn't this go viral? I thought this was funny. This was, everybody can relate to this. Who hasn't had this happen to them?
I know exactly why it didn't go viral.
What?
Dutch angle.
Yes.
Hard to read
scary.
The text. You have to turn your head about 35 degrees to even read the text.
See,
on it.
In my eyes, that adds to sort of the candidness of it.
Okay. Yes.
But if you think about it, kind of a Dutch angle is a little too artistic. I think it's a little too A24.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we
need something broad appeal.
Or Samwellian.
We need something scary movie.
They're trying a little too hard, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Also on Reddit, you guys are familiar with a giant subreddit I found today is one that's called, I think it's called Perfect Comebacks or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, these go viral all the time. I'm sure you've seen these.
Yeah.
Where somebody will post something and then someone will own them in the comments underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, you can go next. This one is from that thing. It's a screenshot from the Tinder subreddit of somebody saying, what if I gave you Sour Patch? Fine, but only to your dad. And then the person responded, my dad is dead. But then this person who posted on Clever Comebacks, I was proud of this one, commented in that post and said, that's because I fucked him to death. So why didn't this go viral? Because I feel like that's also a perfect...
Mm-hmm.
What is this missing? It has a clever comeback. He's dead? Yeah, I fucked him to death.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't that go viral?
Well, I mean, what are the bullet points here? There's not
I think, I mean, I'm just looking at it. I think it's the way that this person drew the arrow.
Yeah.
I think that maybe people thought that the person who posted this had some type of mental disease that they could catch by the post.
What I'm thinking.
That's the type of arrow that
somebody
draws.
It's a really bad arrow, yeah.
What I'm looking at here.
Okay,
what
so
I'm
bad
seeing,
arrow.
Yeah, bad arrow. And the arrow is pointing to the user, and it's making me think that the user is the person who's saying, my dad is dead.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I would say the screenshot, they could have done a better job formatting this.
Presentation is important.
Yeah, presentation is very important. Another thing that I think is goes viral all the time is comics, right? Like four-panel webcomics, right?
Yes,
these are very,
that is
very
a
popular.
Great call.
So this one is OC, Taylor Swift writes new song lyrics. It's Taylor Swift sitting there. She says, Then she has an idea. Then she writes down pee-pee-poo-poo.
And I... Oh, I know why this. Because I'm looking at this, and this is a hit.
This is an undeniable hit, I would say.
But the person is begging for money, man. They put their Patreon in the first panel.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying Zooted Comics shouldn't put the Patreon in the...
Patreon.com/Zooted Comics. At the very least, put it at the bottom of the fourth panel.
Also, I thought this was a Bitmoji.
Well, Zooted Comics, actually, they fixed it up in the next one. But Taylor Swift, you're not safe. In their next comic, they... do this. This is their self insert, by the way, for Zooted Comics. It's somebody with a
rockabilly.
Rockabilly with a blue pompadour and a joint and a big mustache. This pumpkin spice latte is freaking delicious. Ah, what's happening to me? I have the sudden urge to get wine drunk and blow my rent money on tickets to the Eras tour.
Oh,
and he turned into Beck.
Maybe at the last panel, maybe the first one could be.
And this one has 49 upvotes, which is pretty, it's getting there.
That's close to viral.
But then he goes back down to the dregs of non-virality because he tries to get political.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one is a 2024 presidential debate, and it's both of them asleep. So this is an amazing joke, and I would like to say that I looked through his profile. He has 3 or 4 other comics about both presidential candidates falling asleep.
Interesting.
Yeah, so this is his amazing roast. But then I was thinking, okay, so viralness is one thing, but what about actually achieving something with a comic, right? What do you think of when you think of a one-panel comic that is really saying something?
The New Yorker.
The New Yorker, exactly. So there is a New Yorker cartoon subreddit where things go viral all the time. Everybody's seen a post from this subreddit.
Yeah.
And I found a guy who posts, because you know they have the contests.
Mm-hmm.
It's against the rules of the subreddit, but he posts his own captions on the thing very, very often on the subreddit to all the contests. So this first one is people playing pool in heaven, and the caption is, I can't believe I'm in heaven because on Earth I shoved these balls up my asshole all the time. So this is something that this person thought maybe you might see in the New Yorker.
It's actually really good.
It's actually, it's really, I would say, by far the best New Yorker comic I've ever seen
number
in my
one
entire
I've
life.
Ever seen.
I can't believe I'm in heaven because on Earth I shoved these balls up my asshole all the time. Okay, and they keep going. This next one is a bumper car pulling up to a pickup truck. I saw your bumper sticker. I am horny, but this thing doesn't have a horn, so I couldn't honk, but I felt like I should still tell you.
I think you should leave.
That is, I think. Yeah. Okay, so that's why it didn't work out because it's this is a joke steal. Uh-huh. This is a joke steal. I just don't understand why these didn't go viral. And then the next one is an alien spaceship pulling up to an RV, and the caption is bleep bloop parentheses. Aliens don't speak English, and I don't understand their language well enough to translate.
I actually like that.
That's I think really all of these are really these funny.
These
are great.
These are good. I don't know why these aren't going viral.
These are actually funny. Okay, and then I have some videos here, which are, what's another thing that goes viral all the time? Podcasts. Yes. We're no strangers to this world, right? It's usually a podcast of somebody's being mean to a woman or something. It goes mega popular. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a guy. His name is... let's see. What is his name? Something. We go to the next slide. See what the name of this video is. Rough Rider Talk Radio. This is the Alec Baldwin teaser.
Okay.
Okay. So this is just a short snippet of what would be a full podcast episode, I would hope.
Yeah. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Rough Rider Talk Radio coming from Edmond, Oklahoma, the studios. Wait,
this guy in the back. Middle you're going to love the guy in the back.
Subdivision.
Oh, I thought you'd be a
blue collar veneer teaser for the next show.
This is just a teaser.
Alec Baldwin. Let me tell you, man, this guy keeps getting off. He pulled the trigger. He pulled the fucking trigger. If this guy here pulls the trigger and shoots me, guess what? He goes to jail. If
I pull the main guy asleep,
he fell asleep.
If I'm just holding a gun and it goes off, I'm going to go to jail. Alec Baldwin? Really? Alec, why don't you come on our show and let's talk about it? You're a fucking murderer. Killer. Children.
So, why is... See, if this went viral, maybe Alec Baldwin would go on the Rough Rider Radio Hour and talk about how he's a murderer.
I know.
What?
No fucking captions, man.
Oh, they need captions.
It needs the vertical caption.
It needs to be
clipping.
Vertical.
Yeah,
we'll
make
open
one
up CapCut.
Check out Rough Rider Radio.
We'll put audio on.
This guy
it.
Does good stuff, and also he double dips in terms of virality and in terms of the form because he doesn't just do a podcast. He also does YouTube Shorts where he just talks to the camera.
Let me see.
So I have a couple of those to show, and then I'm done, and then we can craft the perfect post.
This
hey
is the
everybody!
This is the same one. Here it is. This is part 2 of 5.
Talking about race, woke,
and cancellation. Hashtag government.
It's a little political, and it's been on my mind ever since I heard this song. Chaka Khan, ain't nobody that loves me better.
Got him thinking.
It comes from the movie where I first heard it was "Bringing Down the House" with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah. What a hell of a movie! Funny, laugh your ass off. A great movie. But what I don't understand, the left, the establishment.
Thank you.
The ones that want to cancel everything and it's all racist and everything. There are so many stereotypes and racist, blatant racist things in that movie. And it's still out there. That's what I don't understand.
So they should.
I'm going to give you a couple examples in the next video, and I want to know why. Tell me why that is okay, but everything else is not.
So he's doing two videos because he doesn't know how to edit.
Well, no.
He needs an editor.
He says it in the next short, I think. I think he says it in that one, or maybe it's part 5.
Mm-hmm.
But he says that people's attention spans these days, he has to do shorts because they won't watch long videos.
Yes, okay, okay. Let's get into part three.
Oh, he does the next part, okay.
Yeah.
But what does he mean by it's still out
there?
Here
we go. Here's the example. From Bringing Down the House. One scene at a bar, Queen Latifah, Steve Martin enjoying dinner. His ex-wife's there with a girl that didn't get along with Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah actually kicked her ass in the movie. Pretty funny scene. But the one girl goes, I don't understand. Why can't you, talk about what happened? Oh, if I talk about it, gangsters will come and cut me. Boom, right there. Typical. And then the ex-wife sees Steve Martin with Queen Latifah dancing sexy to that song at the bar. And she goes, once you go black, you never go back. Huh. Is that racist? Is that stereotypical? leave comments.
So how is this any different from Anthony Fantano talking about music?
That's a good point. Right. Yeah,
because he goes viral every day. But that's talking that's the about thing. Different.
This is
songs.
This is niche because not a lot of people have seen
Bringing Down the House.
Bringing Down the House.
So for Rough Rider Radio, you need to move. Here we go. You need to move your focus to more popular media.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You need to be talking about
all right.
Lego Movie and stuff like
so
that.
So Julio, you, what I want you to do is go just open your Twitter right now and log into your Twitter while we finish up this checklist. Here's what I have so far.
Okay.
Here's what a viral post needs, and we're going to add on to what we learned from yours.
Yeah.
I have it needs to be controversial mm-hmm. in some way or another. Needs to have a viral question that people can engage with. Needs to have some type of gimmick or character. Needs to threaten to commit suicide, and probably should have some type of sexual picture attached.
Yeah, I would say what we learned from mine is that the sexual picture should be a cartoon.
Yeah. Okay, sexual cartoon.
So look up cartoon. Sexual cartoon.
Don't look that up yet. He's still working on it. We're talking about the checklist right now.
Okay.
It should be a sexual cartoon.
Yes.
And it should be, I feel like it should be you should mention a movie.
Okay. Yeah, okay, mention a movie that you've seen. Okay, so maybe the question, maybe we could lump the...
Let's just go one item at a time.
Okay, what's controversial? What kind of controversy do we want to talk about?
Abortion.
Okay, is there any movies that deal with abortion? Little Man?
What's that movie with Jenny Slate?
Problem Child?
Obvious Child?
Obvious
Child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a post about Obvious Child with Jenny Slate.
Have a lot of people seen that?
Yeah, probably one of the biggest.
Oh, and
movies.
I guess we could include something about Gemstones too.
Yes,
can't hurt to
Gemstones. It didn't go viral though.
No,
but I feel like it's ready.
I mean, it's ready to pop.
Ready to pop.
Wait,
yeah.
I feel like we crafted the perfect viral post earlier that he should just post on his. Just I shoved these Gemstones up my ass and it turned me black.
We could maybe put we need just a question. Do you think I should kill myself? What?
I shoved these Gemstones up my ass, they turn me black. Do you think I should kill myself or watch Obvious Child?
Okay, Jubio can't log into his account.
Well, I guess we'll just do it on Patrick's.
Yeah, let's do it on Patrick's.
What?
I'm not logged into my Twitter.
I'm not logged into mine.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Just post that.
No, I'm not logged in. He's
okay,
in.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, all right.
All right, Julio.
Julio.
We're going to get you viral once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I shoved
Gemstones.
I shoved these.
These Gemstones. And we'll need to attach a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up my ass.
Up my ass.
Comma and...
And comma again. And you know what? He's already black though. So yeah. We should say turned me white.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turned me white.
And it turned me white.
And it turned me white.
Exclamation point. Should
I kill myself?
Oh, and attach a poll.
Yes. We need a poll.
Or watch Obvious Child. Choice, just put choice one and two.
Okay. Yeah, choice one, yes, kill yourself. Choice two should be, no.
That's perfect.
And okay. We need a photo, though.
Yeah, now search sexual gemstones.
Gemstones sexy.
Yeah, and this is going to go so viral.
I mean, this is going to be millions of likes, I think.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Maybe that... Yeah. There we go.
All right.
Okay, so this is a gemstone. I wouldn't say this is a gemstone. This is more like a carved rock that is...
Oh, you can only have okay, one. You can get rid of the pole.
Yeah, get rid of the pole.
Yeah. And it's...
Or watch Obvious Child.
It looks like a beautiful woman.
I think this
Let
it fly.
Let it fly and let's see the likes roll. And you know what? We will, at the time of posting this episode, we'll put the amount of likes and the link to the tweet in the description Mm-hmm. And I hope that the thing is, this is good though, because it, this is getting posted before the episode comes out.
Right. So we can't nobody fake exactly
the virality.
We'll see how viral it goes up to the point when it comes out. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hit post.
Hit post.
All right.
All right.
And there we go. Another lesson given to you guys for free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By three of the masters of this world. The
guys, on Friday, we'll be in Carrboro, North Carolina. Yes, very excited. Will. Can't wait. And the day after that, Saturday, we'll be in Atlanta. So get your tickets. Come see us. It'll be a blast. And subscribe to the Patreon.
Yep.
If you want more wonderful masterclasses on virality and internet culture.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. We're having fart-offs.
Ew. You are Shrek. You are Shrek and Fiona.
I guess.
Why does Fiona...
If I got chin implants, I could look like human Shrek.
Why does Fiona become an ogre and now she's in all this nasty crap?
She wanted to be
disgusting.
Weren't
you a princess 10 minutes ago?
She was a princess.
Now you're green, you're going to suck farts out of your...
Well, she was a princess and turned into an ogre through a curse.
Yeah, but you're not... She's still her.
Yeah.
Her name's still Fiona.
Yeah.
So she still likes jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she
crowns?
Like, oh, I want to fart in the mud bath now.
Well,
ew.
I mean, when you get open to that lifestyle, I think you start liking it.
Speaking of breaking the seal,
she
you're
was
thinking.
Deprogrammed.
Yeah. Deprogrammed.
She was
from
brainwashed by
from
it's a really
princess
sad
mud
story.
Woman.
It is. It's
it
rough.
Really is sad.
Yeah.
She has to love this green one now.
To love this hideous monster.
This green.
This sucks. Yeah, you're also...
Just for who he is?
Just
not because he's handsome or...
No, he's fucking disgusting.
When he becomes
green.
A man, though, he do look good.
I don't like that.
I like human
weird.
Shrek.
I really
good.
Don't like that.
He looks cool.
I don't like him either when he turns human.
Okay, tell us about
this. He's got
this
a Jack
list.
Black
today
thing
we're
going.
Doing top 10 awesome things to do when you are home alone. I didn't even know that Patrick was home alone.
Yeah.
So this is actually kind of serendipitous. It's actually...
Yeah.
So maybe we can talk about these and have you want to try them today.
Okay.
And how you would do.
You know what I've been
these.
Doing? I've been watching the Fallout show and I've been playing the Fallout games again.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Well, maybe you're going to have
some
new
options.
Maybe this
is on the list.
I think it's wrong to double
options.
Dip like that.
No. Because I'm seeing how the lore lines up.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say I think that's too much Fallout. You're going to start thinking it's real. I really made a mistake by turning around my hood. I saw this coming.
So I'm going to take a screenshot of Caleb right now, put it in black and white, and get 700,000 likes on Twitter by saying it's a medieval plague costume or something.
You kind of look like Opus right now, the cartoon.
You guys don't look like anything.
I look like me.
No.
Everybody needs a certain lonely time to discover what he or she is.